Shusafi Mari. To stop and raise Ches, Siv Ches. Over there we have a Sugya of Deichen, which is really building off the Sugya of Siv Zayin, and the Sugya of Erez. The Gemara comes out, we have a Tiyufta on Ram and Shmuel. There upon Erez, we make a very minimum Zaynus, and then a very Nefashis. However, on Deichen, we do not have a Tiyufta on Ram and Shmuel. And therefore comes out, we'll stick to Ram and Shmuel and say on Deichen, a Brach of Shakel, and end of Bari Nefashis. The question is, what is Erez or what is Deichen? And it's clear, Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos on the page. Rashi says Erez is millet, Tosfos says Erez is a case of rice over here, and therefore it's a Shiloh. Won't you have Machlokes, which one is Erez and which one is Deichen? What is rice and what is millet? The Kamal Numus Acharim say, the Maisa, what bracha should you make on rice? So the Maisa look around numerous Svarim, they come along and say, it's a Safik, you should eat it, Petecha Sudo. The Shloss says this way, his father, the Emek Bracha, the Bach Paskin this way, the Ali Rabbah, the Shulchan Shloimo, the Chayodon, the Graz, the Kitzer, the Kavachayim, they're all Paskin by the case of rice, Aloch Lamaisa, only Petecha Sudo. Even if you do not eat a Petecha Sudo, again, the Shloss says, and the Taras Paskins, the Shloss father, the Emek Bracha, and the Graz, they say Shakel. Lamaisa, we mentioned already last time, the Mishavua has numerous reasons why the correct thing is to make a bracha by minim zaynus. However, building from that, by the case of Zayin, leads to the case of Sivches, the case of Deichen. When the case of Deichen comes out, of course, the same question. Mechabavi is passing, it's a case of Shakel. But once we have these whole list of achrenim of paskening, that you should eat rice, Petecha Sudo, we're not sure what the correct bracha is, the same list of achrenim will come along and say, the halacha by Deichen should only be eating Petecha Sudo. That's number one. Number two, come along the Bialoch and says, it's very nice to have Mechaber Paskins like the Rif and the Rambam. He points out that Kedarka, the Mechaber, he has three Gedolei Rishonim, he has Rif, the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rif says, Alocha by Deichen is like Oriz Mezainis. The Rif and the Rambam says, no, to Yufta Ketu Shakel. He Paskin two out of the big three. But come along the Bialoch and he quotes, like a Dora Malakdim, 15 different Rishonim over there, and he has that they equate Deichen in the case of Oriz. Just like we schlocked up by the case of Oriz, the halacha is Bari Minim Zainus Rav and Shmuel. Here also, by the case of Deichen, he says, also should be a case of Bari Minim Zainus. And not only that, give Egon the Sugya Paskins, the case over here by Deichen is Bari Minim Zainus. That's the correct bracha over here. Not like the Mechaber, the Ramos, the case of Shakel.
It's
Pas Deichen. Pas Deichen, the same. Like, correct. Whatever club on the Arne Gate or anything. And that will be a Dhamma. If it's, it will be a Dhamma or Shakel. It will be a Dhamma or Shakel. According to them, it's like Oyrez, be Mazinus. Whatever the case of here. The case of Mazinus. Maisa be Alochim, he goes through it. He ends off saying that the Maisa be Yisrael did not quote the list of Yishonim. If you would have saw the list of Yishonim, maybe he will change his Psak. The Maisa, those who say, Abracha Mazinus ain't Limchas be Yadam. However, those who say, the Bracha Shakel, Yisham Yilismach. That means at the end of the day, he's saying in the case of Deichen, past Deichen, he's saying the Loch should be a case of a Shakel or the case of Adamo, depends on the situation is. However, those same Mizainis ain't Limchais, and Yeshua Milismach sounds like it's absolutely a Milo, like the other Gedolei Achrenim, to eat up Petecha Sudo. That means here we have two reasons why to eat up Petecha Sudo. We're not sure what is Oriz, what sure is Deichen, and even Deichen, the Machleik, is Deichen different in the case of Oriz or not? Two separate reasons, a list of reasons why you should eat the Milo, not have Deichen. Now, most of us, I'm not sure we know what Deichen even is. Practically, one guy went to the store over here. He said the store says there are two different types of Deichen, one with the shell to it, which is the bird food, the other one without the shell to it that you can buy, except the one that you can't buy is not in the store right now. You have to get it. That means there is Deichen out there. I'm not sure what it is exactly. Having them be Allah has a second point over here, which is Negeah. He says, number one, Rav Achleikis, what is Deichen, what is Ayres, and Lister Shem equate the two. V'oi, come along the Talmud, when you get a kotz goinim, and sound like you're used to it. And the Taisa Rosh says, lav dafka oyiz and doichin, but anything that's zoin, anything gives you more zoin, should be the same halacha, make a bracha, bori minim a zoinis. On that, the Bialacha also ends off and says, anyone who makes a bracha shakal, v'chol elu, and thinks that it vets him a more zoin, yesh am a lismach, there's what to be samach upon. That means the Yisrael Mishavua, what is a better thing to go do? Anything that gives you nourishment, anything that's zon, there still needs a maila not to make a bracha, shakel or domo. There's a maila to eat a petecha sudo. There's a maila, yeshemaim,
We don't pass like that, but still he's a mile over here. What's the example this one discussed? Here are two examples practically. One is kinoa. What bracha do you make in kinoa? It's interesting. People think without knowing the metzias, it's bracha lezayis. It's not one of the five grains over here. The maisa I watched over my lifetime when I was mostly guy's age, there was no such thing as kinoa. That's why most bracha books do not bring it down. Came now into the fad, especially the past 10 years. And therefore, this Ram now discusses, is it by a bishalakim? Is it by a kidneys? Is it by a what bracha do you make? They have come along with the bracha and the shire bracha. Them two, not the two English ones, because those were before the fad of kinoa. Say, what bracha? It's not a grain. What bracha is a domo? When's the kernel? When you grind up, you can't shakel. But speaks out the shire bracha, what is kinoa? Kinoa, everyone knows, instead of rice, instead of lakshin. It's mamish, something for Muslim. The Shai Bracha, every type of food, he always defines what type of food it is. He says, what type of food is this? Tachos ledogin. It's instead of grain. That's how he defines the definition of kinoa. That's what it is. It's instead of chito, instead of dogin. If so, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a mile over here, not eat a Torah Chasuto, not eat a make a bracha of Adama or Shakel, to be eat a Torah Chasuto. Aleph. V'oit says, v'zoit says, bracha, and he brings it down in his new sefer, leaving out bracha. There's always a shiloh, what are you going to do when you make a mezainus on something? The second thing over here was a suffix mezainus. You have kinoa in front of you, and you have rice. Kinoa, you have cake. You have kinoa, and anything else is mezainus in front of you. Lakshin. He says you should make the bracha and the kinoa first adamo, as a milo, and then make it on your lakshin. You make up a lakshin first, you may be ready to get to your kinoa. Beside the milo, there'll be a lach over here. He says, switch the order around. Aloch lemaisa. He says, you don't. Avad yesham yelesbach. The words of Mishnah Berurah make a shackle. So one interesting nafkamina, this be aloch, is things that give you mazon. A nafkamina is kinoa. The second thing is, question, how far? What's mazon and what's not mazon? What gives a person nourishment? That means, the Vizayis Tabrach, when he discussed it, he has certain cases, Avad not this way. People try and tell me that Arabists are this way. He said, no, that's not for mazon. Chumas not, beans are not, boitinim are not, shashuot are not. Shashuot are not a case of mazon. But he said, this is another case. What are potatoes? Yeshiva Smir, they always have a side dish, and then they have the vegetables. The side dish is usually some wheat thing, lakshin, or potatoes. Is potatoes a case of the milo of this bialoch over here? So you already spoke out in Simon Reish Gimel in the beginning, what bracha do you make on potatoes? Mishabu writes, potatoes is adomo. There are people, and again, the people in the Chabur over here, say they make shakal. Why to make shakal? We spoke out one reason, and I think quickly another reason then. One of the shalot is potatoes, a suffix of pitriot, mushrooms. Because the Aruch says the case of pitriot is tartuple. And we call it kartuple. Is it the same thing what the Aruch means? Alpha Chorim says it's bad, it's not that. He says, come along and say, maybe it's a suffix mazoin, and maybe the bruch is not a domo, it's mazoinus over here. Why? Because we have over here the Rebbeinu Yoina, we have the Tosfos of the Rosh, and even the Beis Yosef sat that way in the Rosh itself. Agam Beis Yosef does not come out that way, says the Bialacha. Why? Because he did not have the Tosfos of the Rosh. He would have had the Tosfos of the Rosh, that's Pshan the Rosh itself. So the Rosh and Rebbeinu Yoina, a Shiloh of Mazainus over here. Shiloh Mazainus or a Dhamma, what are you going to do? Make a bracha, shackle. Even people make a shackle on the potatoes, means that our sugya. Now you could ask a question, and I've seen what people here were asking. Ashala mezainis or adamo? Well, let's make a bracha adamo. Okay, yaitzim manashach. If it's mezainis, it grew from the ground. Be adamo. So my says it seems to be a shell among the svarim. This question could come in different avenues. My says Kavachaim says yes. Kavachaim writes if you say adamo something that's mezainis, your yaitzik is so close. It's not sheker. My says we the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tzion declares if your yaitzik not sound like nothing, you're not yaitzik. I we have a klal the beginning of Reish Vav. That depends if it's emes or sheker. The chur, the case over there in the mishruah yesh lachalik discussing was lav daiter luyeh. It's not the ikar pri. It's not the gemara pri. But my sense of pri over here that did not get the milo being a pri. But it's a pri by pri adama by pri eitz. Over here when it came into a case of a flower lachol apachas or a workout mice yeah that workout case of flour. By case of flour mice is not a pri. So why by a potato? Can we say bar pi adama? I'm not clear why I can't say bar pi adama unless you have another question over here. That means to answer the shayat see what says in not yoytzo case of kemach. So it's not bar pi adama. That's why you're not yoytzo. Negate of potatoes, it sounds like a second shayla over here. If you have a suffix Mezainis and Adamo. Should you say one that's incorrect for sure? Except Yoytzim Manashach? Or no, or say a brach that brach kalelis. We see numerous times the Taz had a case, a Savga Yoytzim Mezainis. Said Taz, what to be the case when you have these nuts over here with the question, what brach do you make upon it with Mezainis and not now with Simon? The Bishabur brings down the Taz wants to argue for a separate reason, what's better to go do. He says, if Savag Mezainis or Eitz, make a shackle. I'm Mezainis, Yoytz, everything. Because you're true, you're Yoytzo, but it's better to say a brach that's not wrong. Better to say a case of shackles. So in the case of potatoes, the question is, Zayin to Adama, Yoytz with Adama can Zayin. But it's still the wrong bracha. So if that's so, when you have Savag, what to go do, or Eitz to Adama, or Mezainis to Adama, make a shackle. And therefore, those who make a shackle on potatoes, again, as far as I see anyone here right now, no one makes Adama. Don't make shackle on potatoes. I guess the people over here is the people who sit over here and mice, they do make it. They told me I asked them why. They told me it's not this reason. Not mitzad the reason of Petriot. They told me it's not the suffix of the Bialoch over here. The chum of the mile of the Bialoch. The Kleinsberger. Maybe the case of Muslim. Aloch mice again. We pass clearly a Domo, but we see from Mishbu says Yesha Milismech 100%. However, there's a mile for a person to make a buck something else, or to switch the order around. A milo. But still we make a dom, that's clear. Mishmur says, even on Doichen, he says, you can make a shakl, and he has a list of Rishonim against him. Again, after we have Doichen, is a whole list of 15 Rishonim. And that we have, what's Doichen, what's Oyrid? We have another group of 10 Achorinim. So 25 people over there saying, Doichen, make him a Mezainis. That Mishmur says shakl. I'll ask Kaman on the case of Kinio, we'll make a case of a dom or shakl, depends if it's passed or not. One other case Mishmur discussed is the case of rice over here, of tiras, of corn over here. Again, it comes out, we spoke about last time, corn and mice, the minigas say a case of adomo, that they make corn into bread. Mishmur brings down, there's a shayla, some soifir, prima gondom, what to go do over here. The shayatin at the end of the day says, mice, if you have no option what to go do, you certainly make a shackle. And also, I'm saying, today our corn is planted to be eaten, it's not Michael Behemo, and the vada you make a shackle, and the nafkamina practically is when you eat. Tortillos. So what brach do you make upon this? You have to be able to have two tortillas in the market. There's one made of corn, which will be a case of shakal. That's mamish's halach over here. There's another case of tortillo made out of flour, which is a big mavucha. What brach do you make upon that? Do you make a bracha of amoitzi, or do you make a bracha out of mzainis? Is nichol get a possible bekistin, or is not nichol upon the gedder? We'll have to learn some kusam aches about the hand gerei to get to that question.
Is the same thing as the rat?
Yeah, rap, yeah. So that's the same question. That's a big shiloh, what are you going to do? And we'll get to Kosam Ches. And then I'll confuse it then also. When I get there, I'll confuse it then also. He said in Sharet Tzion, at the end of the day, if you have no choice, what are you going to do? You make a shackle. He says he has the Machlokes Pim Godim verse, the Sam Seifer. He said, at the end of the day, you make a shackle. Fine, Siftes. What we discussed until now, the sugya of Mine Dagon, and then the case of Doichin, and the case of Oyrid, and the case of Kitnius. Now what happens, you put them all together. That means you have a case, Mechabah's case is the Hei Mine Dagon, you have the five wheats over here. You mix them together with the case of Kemach Doichin, the case of Kemach Kitnius. What's the halacha? So it seems Mechabah is pretty simple. We know the klal already when you have the Hei Mine Dagon. Whether it's the roiv or even the case of a miyut, the always the case called sheish boy, the case of the ikker, and therefore to get a bracha achrono should be a case of boy meaning zaynus, or a case of pas of kemach, or a case of amaitzi. Maisa comes out to be halacha. The mechaber has four cases over here. Again, to be clear, the first case of the mechaber, you took this mixture over here of mina dogen with the case of doich and the kitnius, the lik deira for case of dice of a cereal, so no tzur dinamo. So the bracha we showing is bar minim and zaynus, which is simple. Bracha achrona is ala michil, simple. A case when you made into pas tzur dinahama, the bracha we showing is amoiti. The case of bracha achrona is biach samozin. Those two are simple. Now come along and say the very important klal. That's dafka when you eat a kzayis kedai achilas pras. So first, what is a pras? Mishibura brings down the sugi of Erevin, a machlokes in the sugi itself is a gimel beitzim or dala beitzim. The Mishmur ends off going with the Mahalach of Dala Beitzim. And the Gezayis is half a Beitzah. You do your basic math over here. If a if a pras is dal beitzim, a gezeis is half a beitzel, it comes out to be 1/8 a shminit.
But
by this case over here, yeah, to be chush over here, it says to be 1/8 over here. That means you have to have in this pas or this kedera that you're having, this bracha we showed in Achrona, like it says in the ration of the Mechaber, has to be a case of gezeis deichlis pras. Of the press has a 1/8 of it inside of its flour. Therefore it comes out, says now the end of the Mechaber, let's say you do not have this, gezeis deichlis pras. That means the flour inside is 1/9, 1/10 over here. He says, get two cases. Negate the suga pas, the bracha we showed is a maitzi. Why, he says, Mishmur Magarvam, can they get to Bracha Rishoyno, there is no shear of Kazais at all, the shear is even a mashu, the mice eating a mashu. Kol Sheish Boi is the Iker, you make a moitzi. However, they get to Bracha Chorino, it goes down to Ala Mechio. They get to the Sugi of Kedeo, Kamal Mechaben says, if the Bracha Rishoyno is Bar Minim Nezoynis, can they get to Bracha Rishoyno? Have a Bracha Chorino over here, the case of Bar Nefashis. Now first, try to make it a little bit practical over here. What does it mean, the Sheer Kazayas, practically? What's Pras practically? It's not our Sugyo, but Simon Reish Yud, which we'll get to, I think, next week over here. Just practically, if you want to go with a picture book, a lot of people have it, whether it's the English one or the Hebrew one over here, he goes, the size of Kazayas is 29 Samach. 28.8, Chayim Sheer, is 29 Samach. Now, if you read the Sefer, a lot of people have been confused exactly what Chaim Kanievsky's Mahalach is. That means I've been by Paiskim Gdolim. They say we follow the picture book. I asked them why. They said Chaim Kanievsky gives us comment to it, and he has letters in the beginning to it. So I went back, opened up the Sefer. Chaim Kanievsky, the Shoyl over here, Abaner, asked him questions. He gives him answers back, and the Sefer is not following Chaim Kanievsky. They went back to this Rav, I showed him. Let's read it together. And they see over here, clearly he has letters from Chaim. Chaim says the shiur is not 29 Samach. The shiur is 17 Samach. Most of these prints, and the newer prints, Rabban is very clear. He writes, the beginning, I'm not following the Sefer. At the end, I'm not following the Sefer. The middle, I'm not following the Sefer. But the print I have at home, it sounds like this is Askoma. It's not Askoma. He's just saying, different Mahalach. If it's 17 Samach, Negeta Shia Kzayis, has to be a third of the picture. Then according to Mechaim, we pass in the Brocho Achroino, is a third of the picture. Not Mechaim No, which is the picture itself. The picture is to a set size. It's a third of what there is, left over two thirds. Right, a third, you have to take off a third of the picture. That's Alf Negek the Gzayas. Negek the Pras. Everyone knows either by the case of Pesach, who try to be Machman, either Pras of the Gzayas within 2 minutes, try to swallow it within 2 minutes. Everyone knows by Yom Kippur, we try to say that a person should drink with over 9 minutes. That means the share ranges of Pras between 2 to 9 minutes. The Mice will be Paskin 3-4 minutes. That's what we Paskin. Negek the Brachas, if you have a Gzayas of Dogon within 3-4 minutes, of either, let's go to the book over here, 29 Samach, that'll be the shear for Negeta Bracha Achorino. That's just practically. Now, what this means over here in Negeta to us, we have to understand, another side over here, is let's say a person, what's a Samach? Samach is basically, is if you have a syringe, and you have, let's say, you take out from your medicine 5 cc's. 5 cc's is 5 Samach. That means, I have a cup in front of me, this, I think, is Be'erch 6 Samach. Which we'll see that last one will say this is Shir Kazayas. No, Samak is cc's. You know when the syringe by medicine? You have the syringe, you take out medicine. So that's 5 cc's? Cc's. Samak is cc's. Centimeters cubed. I'm talking what? Milliliters. Right, milliliters? Yeah. So that means a syringe, right, is 5? You take out the kid?
1 cc.
Once? Yeah, when you, the syringe itself is 5, and you need a drop more is 6. That means...
That's a big gimmick.
That means, okay, we pass in the Loch Lamaisa is either 29 or 17. However, the Chomet Geshir, they have quotes, is Kzayis Bizmanazeh. Kzayis Bizmanazeh is 6 Samak, a drop more than a syringe. And this actually, I think, is more than the Kzayis, the Chomet Geshir. We'll have to get to drinks big enough Camino that it will. The drinks go between Gezayis and Revias. That means the small shears over here, the big shears over here. You should not drink in between. That's similar to Shiud. We'll have to get to how to paskin. That means this cup, right? This is a small shear, and that's going to be the big shear. And the Mechaber says, don't drink between Revias and Gezayis. But to get to what a Gezayis is, what a Revias is. That's next week, Bez Hashem. A Revias is 150 according to Chazanish. Chazanish has a Chumra by Revias, has a Kula by Kazayis. Kohen Chanish is not the same sugya. Kohen Chanish Zeis is much less than Chayino, and Revius is much more than Chayino. Samak. CC is 5. What? Cool. Fine. So, anochi, so you do have to know when a person eats less than exayas, what's a locha? No bracha achroino. Less than vias by shtiyah, no bracha achroino. Are we going to tariff the two things together? That means, let's say a person had a half a piece of cake. I have a gezeis of cake. Then he had a half a gezeis of meat. Half a gezeis of cake, no bracha achroino. Half a gezeis of meat, no bracha achroino. But you have them both together. Are we going to start for bracha achroino? So again, we'll have to get to some reshud. And the mechaber when it says from Michael and the shtiyah, food and drink, we're not mitzdarif. However, for oichel, we are mitzdarif. That means what? Right, exactly. We're mitzdarif, but to what bracha achroino? To the lower one. The mechaber is very clear. We paskin, you have a half a gezeis of cake, half a gezeis of meat, you make a burn of oshes. A very important insight over here. That comes out from this halacha. Therefore, let's speak out what's going on in the mechaber. Yes, you have a half a gezeis of cake, half a gezeis of meat. There are two different things over here. Meat and cake don't go together. You eat them together, the halacha is you make a burn of oshes. Because you've been starved for two things by oichel. Therefore, over here, negetik kedeo. Reshud, we'll get to Be'ez Hashem next week. Therefore, come on the Mechab, by the case of Kedera, he says we have less of a Kedai's Kedai Achilas Pras, but the Maisi have a Kemach of Doichen, and a Kemach of whatever Hemi Yadogen, together, what Brach do you make? Bar Nefoshes. Why? You can have less of the Kedai's over here of Doichen, less of the Kedai's of Kemach, you put it together, you make Bar Nefoshes. Very simple, the Sugi of Kedera. Come on, Rachoinim, yes, but what's shot by the case of Amoitzi? Over there, Mechaber says you have less than a Kedai Kedai Achilas Pras. What's the Loch? He says, Bracha Rishoino is Amoitzi. It's Seder. You have an order of it. Bracha Achoinim is Ala Michio. Why is Bracha Achoinim Ala Michio? We should start and go to the lowest number. Lower thing is Boyin Afoshis. As a fact, Mechavrom does not give an answer to this question. But Shmuel, when he brings it down, he says, Numas Achoinim want to answer Miyashu the Mechaber, and they have a Klal. When something was a case of Mechta Mazen, it goes down one dargah to Alamichi over here. And therefore, Dulachar passed it this way. Levush, and the Mati Yehuda, and the Ali Rabba, and the Shulchan Shloimo, and the Magen Gebarim, or Chashulchan, Mishmur brings down some of them. He comes on the Paskins, in this case, you make Alamichi. Mishmur goes on further and says, the Meister, they're going to know. Makes no sense. The Klal is, when you have cake and meat, what's a loch of Barnafoshis? You have a Barnafoshis. In the case of Kemach, what's the bracha achroina? Boy nefoshes. Toy is safer in the Mechaber. The Mechaber should have said a case of boy nefoshes. The Meister, the Mishmur says, I have a shayla over here, what to go do? I have those who say toy is safer, those say alam michil. Says the Mishmur, and the grass paschal loch Meister, what's the correct thing? Kedarka, you should not eat it by itself. You have bayam tab bracha achroina, olim techasudo. But the Meister, if you, a person who follows the Mechaber, ain't limchis. That means it sounds like Mishmur has three levels over here. Number one, the correct thing with Tachasudo. Number two, you should really make a point of Fosha, the going is correct. Number three, those who follow the Mechaber, Yeshem and Lismach, Ein Limchais. Ein Limchais. The Maisa Moshe has a tshuva, it says Limchais. Make a macho. Where is it coming from? There's no makor. There's no idea. None of the Yisharim say it. Make a macho against it. So we have, again, among the Achronim, what to go do with this case over here? A big shayla. In the Kimta, when you have Deichen together, you mix it too. You make a macho, and you mitzarf to mitzal the Sugival Mechio. Now, in the Chabbos case over here is discussing one akimta when you have kemach of dogam mixed together with kemach of doichin. A second case over here, another case of kemach, you have kemach of dogam mixed together with kemach of oiviz. What the mechalik? The Maravam has a tzad, it brings out the lochet simon tofnun gimel. The oiviz, it seems to be the metzias when it has together with kemach of doichin, it changes the taste of oiviz, and oiviz now has a taste of chitim. And therefore, maybe in this case, when Kedaish not Kedai Achilas Pras, still the loch should be as if Kedai Achilas Pras should be a Moitzi in the case of Birch Zamozin. Maybe. The Be'alach Lamaister brings down a machlokes among the Yonah Choyim. Do you say that or not by the case of Kemach of Oiris together, Kemach of Heimini Dogim? He brings down that those Meister say it's the same thing as Doichin, yet Pimkodim, the Shulchan Shloimo, and the Sivis goes this way. Atah Sheni, the Mogim Geborim, says not that way. And say it's better than a case of Doichin. Meister Graz, Kedarkoi, and the Post Lap, Numusram say not to give up this machlokes. When you have rice, that's flour inside. Make sure the flour inside mixed together should not be a case of chito, otherwise it's a big problem. Again, not too common. A third case, which now leading to the Mishnah Berurah, mixing things together, which is very, very common. We have to really know the sugya. Very important to decide over here. A person who has kemach, but until now discussing kemach with kemach. We had one case, kemach of heimine dogim with kemach of doich nekenius, number one. Number two, we had a case of kemach heimine dogim with a case of kemach of oiris. Number three, now we have kemach heimine dogim with not kemach, with dvash, tavlinon, chocolate. Is that better or worse than the case of the mechaber? Do you say we need a klal of kizayis kedei chilas pras for the bracha achrayno? Well, no, you do not need kizayis kedei chilas pras. The mezonos wins out, and be mitzaref it, and since the etzim it's one thing, we'll make alam mechi over here. Ma'ase kamul gemara vom, and what's a mechadish, the whole din of the mechaber is dafka kemach bekemach. Kemach v'shar tavlinon, kemach is always the ikker, and even though you only have a gezeis nak dechelis pras, then the day still say alam echil, still say birch samozin. B'yalocha said that's true. That's magarom. Helvi is divrei chamudis and shirkinas gedaylo and the eli rabba and the ma'ir mordechai v'oid. They come along and paskin not this way. And as the same as that klal, they need a gezeis kedei achilas pras. If not, the bracha choino will go down to the low one in case of born afoshes. The Graz Kedarka says we have this side, we have that side. That's be machmer. It's a sophic. Magvom says not the way. Magvom says bepashas not the way. You're going to sound not to say this side over here. To focus on this third case over here, this case again when you have a kemach with other tavlinim inside, with the vash inside, let's try to make it practical. So number one, we pass the nalak to magavram. Very simple. Number two, we have a case over here. We have kizayis kedei echilas pras we do need. We need to have 1/8. We have let's say you do have kizayis kedei echilas pras. What do you eat? In order to make an alam mechiel, let's say it's a case of alam mechiel, do you have to eat the pras in order to get the gezeis? Well, no, once you have gezeis, they have chilas pras. Now the whole entire thing is called a mezainis, and therefore you eat a gezeis, you'll say a case of alam mechiel. What, when you have gezeis, they have chilas pras, do you eat the pras, or is it enough to eat the gezeis? Mishmura brings down in the Sharetzin, Sokom Mcheses Machloikis, Mon Gdolei Achorinim. The Maisi Paskin, Sukkot Mem Gimel, Sukkot Mem Zayin, Sukkot Mem Ches, and the Sharetin, the Loch is you have to eat the whole entire pras. That means that in order to make an Alam Michyo, you have to eat a pras in order to get the Gezayas. If you eat a half a pras, you have half a Gezayas. Eat a quarter of a pras, you have a quarter of a Gezayas. But you have to eat the pras. That means you have to eat a Gezayas Bine Dogon. You have to have 29 Samach of Dogon over here. That's what you have to have. If you only have less than the amount of Dogen, you're not going to make this bracha of Alam Michi over here. Now they do point out that before Shem Mishabu and not that way in Hilchos Pesach. It's not mitzvah for bracha achorino, no. It always goes to the lower bracha achorino. Now they do point out that Mishabu and Hilchos Pesach who brings down the Shaila and went for Keret in the Gerit to Pesach. I think the Dirish on the side brings it down, and Tof and Gimel. Now, that he brings down the loch is that as long as you eat the gezeis by matzah, that's going to be enough. It's going to be not eating the pras. It may kind of the mitzvah, a lela seda of gezeis and matzah, which is the ma'aser chiddush. There's a mechaim kinyaski, mishmur over here one way, there another way. So, yeah, this day is machloikis. Machloikis. The ma'aser by broch is yipaskins, you have to eat the pras. Therefore, the swan point out, the whole, what is the better thing to go do? Again, as we see by now, yeshman shri machmur. You should either eat less than the gezeis or more than the pras. Less than gezeis is dogen, less than gezeis or more than the pras. Otherwise, once you eat more than the gezeis and less than the pras, Mishmur has machlokes in the poskim. What are you going to do? What is your bracha achorino? Are you missing your bracha achorino over here? So again, this certainly is a milo. Again, we paskin certainly, you have to eat the pras. Mishmur came along with Pesach and says, gezeis is enough. That means you have to realize that the sheet out of that poskim are going with the grass also does that. So loch lemaisa, we paskin pras. But don't eat a gezeis, otherwise you're bayah bracha achorino. Would you get the case of Rogloch? We'll see. What? He says, yeah, he passed like that. He says that way. What happened? Yesh b'zedayas. It's a steer. Yeah, that's a question. Yeah, zebaya. But here it's very clear. In the Brock, there's four times he writes repaskin pras. This is the same kind of steer with the grass. Same problem. Another point of it, number three, once we have a case of kemach together with shartav linon, we come discussing what we're not going to even start shartav linon. What's the get of shartav linon? What's the get of glass? What's the get of chocolate? That means come on, the Mishabura, he has a case over here of tzuka lekach, which basically is sweet cake. You have sponge cake over here. You come along and say, that's better. No, that's one. That's one thing over here. You have a case of kzayis of dogen, and you mix inside of it all these other ingredients. Right? You have eggs inside, and you have flour, and you have sugar, you have water, and you have chocolate, and vash. Is that be'etzem now going to be one thing, and then we will mitzdarif and say that's one shiur over here, I got the no kzayis of dogen, but that is part and parcel, one and one and the same? But no, it's the same shiloh. You need kzayis of dogen in k'tei chiles pras. So, come along to the Mishmur, and he says, there's a minig olam, that's what the correct thing to go to. But then soundly saying over here, let's divide three levels over here. This farmer seems to understand that three gedorim in this understand the Mishnah Berurah, or three levels in this question. There's one case when a person, let's say, he has a blintz, there's a knish, he has a strudel, he has a cheesecake over here. Take a blintz. A blintz is very simple. You have a wrap around it. You have tails inside, cheese inside. What bracha do you make? On the assumption it's one, you make one bracha. You make a mezainis. In the case of a cheesecake, where you have a thick crust to it, not a thin crust that's all together, a thick crust to it, you have cheese on top, or bracha, on the side you pass one bracha, you make only mezainis. Now, that thing on top is the Mishmur's case over here. Come on the Aruch HaShulchan and says, when it's even b'fnei atzmoi, that a vadi need gezais of dogon by itself. We're not going to sarif the cheese that's on top, not going to sarif the potato that's inside the knish or the blintz over here. They've been on the chaznis, and therefore Shlomo Zalman's case is a strudel. He writes about a cheesecake. About this nikkur b'fnei atzmon, that's not nichl in the question or the minigah olam of the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore the Svarim bring this down, whether it's Arletzion, or Chaim Knievsky, or the Chodeshani, or the Zayse Bracha, the same Bracha, all the Bracha's books bring down, that there's a level over here that you have to have gzayt techilis bas, even the minigah olam of the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore comes out on a cheesecake. You want to make a Bracha achren v'ala mechio, the amount of cross you have to eat is exercise of dogen within 3-4 minutes.
It's hard that it's by itself, or it could be either by itself.
No, even if either the whole thing, we'll get to. I'll try to find it. That means there's one level here. You have to have exercise of flour by cheesecake. I got one mitzvah with the cheesecake with it. We're not going to start in the sheer kezayis. That's one. I said mamsh al kotzer. We'll get to the milk case which we're discussing. Yes, correct. At level fakert, is less than a person when he makes cake, he has inside the cake flour, and he has water, and he has sugar, and he has the basic ingredients inside, eggs. The basic ingredients, not the chocolate and the honey, tavlino, the basic ingredients. About the basic ingredients, you say, if let's say the flour is only a half of gezayis, and the water is half of gezayis, so I'm eating one kezayis over here. So I say, I don't have kezayis of dogen. I have a kezayis of water, have a kezayis of flour, so I'm not going to starve it. You should a person not mitzvah the two together? So that, again, is from bringing down from the Atzei Chaim, and then from the Yashu, from Scheinberg, of Vosev, of Zayis of Bracha, saying, no, that's be'etzem one. That's not also the question of the Mishnah Berurah. When something is be'etzem, the mohus of bread, the mohus of flour and water, that is not a question you mitzvah, not mitzvah. Of course the water is part of the bread. That is what bread is. That's the mohus of bread. Flour and water is the one thing in itself. Again, it's a question. We'll get to Bez Hashem. And they did Yisrael Chaim, there's water mitzdarf to it. He says he's not clear. They did Yisrael Chaim. Again, the Sram seem to go and say, water is the mohus. V'oy, the Shire Brochum and the Piskei Tshuvas do bring down that practically the question is not really much to Geah, because the bakers say over, when you put half a gezayis of flour and half a gezayis of water inside, the water dissipates, goes out anyway, so no water left at the end of the day. Not sure how do you now judge what is what. Well, the simple understanding is, that's mekotz al kotzer. One thing, a bad is not the soft of the Mishnah Berurah, the cheesecake, the blintz, it's a dove, even if the atzmoy is not mitzvah to gezayis dogen. Then there's flour and water, and its basic ingredients, that is certainly one. Then the Mishmuah's case. He's discussing when there's something sweet over here, that's part of it. Let's assume he means a ragalach. There's a lot of sugar inside, there's a lot of chocolate inside, there's a lot of things inside that get mixed together with it. That, do we say, you have to have a gzais of dogen? Let's say the dogen is only 75%. So therefore, when you have a sheer gzais, you can make it bigger, that means a gzais is 29 samak. So halacha, you have to make it now another quarter bigger. Or no, do you say, that's coming along to mitzdarif and say, 29 samak, the mice is enough. That's the case of the Mishnah Berurah. That means we have one case where it's certainly part of it, flour and water. We have one case certainly not part of it. We have a milk case, the Sedar Chorim, that's the case of the Mishnah Berurah. When you have a habit of tavlina, when you have these spices inside, these chocolate inside, these different sugars and dvash inside, that is his question. On that, come on the Mishnah Berurah, and on that is where he's coming to say that the mice are being done the Chai Adam. And the Chai Adam says the Minig HaOlam is not to be didactic and starve it all together over here. And on that Minig HaOlam, Kamal Mishibuah says the correct thing is to be Machmer and Nochel Lizar and not to be starve it. So we have the Minig HaOlam, but what's the Toy Lizar? Now that those who follow the Maisa, that is the Minig HaOlam. We should follow the Minig HaOlam over here. And those who seem to disagree. So first, again, Mishibuah at the end of the day says Toy Lizar and not to be starve it. Now, the Moshe, could be. No, my father is asking, why is granola bars any different? Say the same thing, we have Minigolim over here. So the reason for Chalak, even on the side to Mistarifit, come on with Shlomo Zalman, a very important insight over here, Shlomo Zalman, the Chodeshani, they say, Dafkun, you have Roiv Dogon. You don't have roiv avadikim mitzarev because it's not roiv over here. Therefore, a granola bar, they point out, usually it can be even less than a half. Therefore, nakim mitzarev it. Therefore, by glix balls, right, the flour inside is not a case of half papashas to eat them. So even on the side of the minig oilim, we won't be mitzarev it. I mean, even on the side of mitzarev, Tzav Shalom Zama Chodeshani, in the case of roiv. And therefore, we're not saved by granola bars, which they say is not roiv over here, and will not apply to the case of mixed balls and stuff like that. Sponge cake, you don't have I'm not sure about that. I think I disagree with you. The safer says you get you do have this book. This safer says
half a cup of flour.
He says okay, water is part of it. He says certain things are an essence. Yeah. He says you do have
eggs and the water.
Yeah. That's the most of the flour. Yes. Yeah. He says, no, he has a by Dvash, he comes along and says, you have a Minigah Olam, have a Toy Lizar.
How do you credit what's considered part of the Ikram
Hosanah? No. I don't see the Mishnah saying that. Maybe we'll discuss it afterwards. Fine. So, Maisha, first we have Mishabuah. First, you have to realize there are Machmim over here. Mishabuah, he asked him what to do, Toy Lizar Aleph. With Moshe, when he has a shoe about this, he's Marach. The Maisha says it's a Dovah Tmur on the Minig Olam. Dovah Tmur. He says, Elamai, if you go against the Minig Olam, I can't go against the Minig Olam. That's the Minig Olam over here. He says, where the Minig Olam come from, he's not sure. Then he says, the Maisha has to be Machmim both ways, the Moshe comes out. Make sure you have a case of Zayis Dogen without the other ingredients inside. But also make sure you don't do the other way. You have Minig Olam against you. But he says it's more than Minig Olam over here. And therefore, Devi Yol has a tshuva about it. And Abli Yashiv says it might be Machmer. And Shan, it might say to be Machmer. And Shtrimo says the person that Chila should be Machmer over here. So there are those who say, like the Mishavuah, Loch Lamaisa, Noch Lizar. Asana Sheni. What finds Minig Olam? What your father does.
Danny,
I'm serious. What else you want me to say? What your father does. Thank you so much for listening. I'll Tzada Asheni. Lemaisa, the Chayonim says that is a minig, and the Arlatian and the Vadi Yosef go this way. Lemaisa, this book over here, this picture book over here, he said he went to Avoz and he asked Avoz and Lemaisa how to make these pictures. How do you make a Rogalach over here? So Avoz says what you should do is what the minig of Olam says, Kedemavur B'Mishnah Berurah. That means this book is going against the Toilet Zohar of the Mishnah Berurah. It's a wonderful sefer, nothing against it. It's going against the Dovah Tmura V'Moshe. This little book is going over here. Now, however, I'll point out, it's not that bad. You might have to realize that that's what he's doing in the sefer over here. The son was in the Chabura for a while, years ago, and I asked him exactly what was happening. She said his job, firstly, was to take this food, spray it to make sure that no water goes inside, and take the rugla, and then dip it inside water because it goes by water displacement, see. So his job, this kid in the Chabura said, he sprayed the whole rug, everything he sprayed around the piece of bread, had to put bread inside water, right, it dissolves. So you put a special chemical around it so nothing will dissolve over here, and you put it inside the water. That means this safe over here, and again, people follow the safer, no problem with. But they have to realize there's a kula and a chum in the safer, which comes out, come out very good over here. He came along and said, what's your shear of Gezayis? 29 samach. Chaim says, you make a bracha achoino. On the third lesson is 17 samach. He got a right to the safer. If you want an eitzo, take on the chum and the Mishnah Berurah. He says, take over a third. So he has a, he goes to 29. If you take over a third, it's 17, which he says, anyway you get a share of Chaim Kanievsky. Which if Zoysa Bracha writes in the Sefer, when you go to take on the Chum and the Mishnah Berurah of Tov Lezar, since then you don't go to the smaller size, go to the bigger size, the 29, not 17. So his Kula and the Chumrah comes out, the Be'etzem, this book for certain things are very good. Even the Ruggla, which he has, we had yesterday, we had the Ruggla over here, yeah, the book's open, following it, you have to realize he wrote 29 Samach. But again, that's the bigger share, they can off a third of it, which is 17, which anyway, the title is over, which is what you get anyway, if that's the size over here. So in Cheshbon, it works out very nice, but again, you have to realize, these things are not title is over, it's double more. But again, he said, Avozah told him, that's how you should make the pictures over here. Hagam, you look at the Beis Halevi, what comes out from his Beis Medrash over there, he has a Chelik Abrachis, and over there, I don't see anywhere where he says, that's what you should go to. I looked around on the Simon over here, doesn't seem to be clear that's what he's telling the person to go do. Again, Rabbanan said, I personally spoke to him. He told me to go like the Minhag HaOlam over here. So again, it comes out over here that in our sugya, this point of it, this Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah, taking Kemach together, Shat Avlinon. We have three levels over here. The level discussing here is mixing things together, which is part and parcel, maybe part of the cake. We have a Minhag HaOlam versus Tov Lezar. A Machlokes. And again, the correct thing is the Chotim Machm over here. And to work out the sheets and to get the sugya of Bracha Achoino. Sif Yud. Come along the Gemara, the Mishnah Daf and Dalet, brings down what is the Bracha Achoino by different cases. The Mishnah has three different Maddi Omrim. First Maddi Omrim said by Paris, Eretz Yisrael, you make a Birch Samozon. Come along the, that's Rav Gamliel. The Chum come along and say, you make a bracha me'in shalosh. And come along with Kiva and says, on all foods, even fruits and vegetables, the bracha is you make a case of birch samozen. Three different sheets. The Gemara goes on explaining very simple. According to Kiva, the reason why I make a birch samozen even on vegetables, because v'chalta v'savoto. Be satisfied, make a birch samozen. Come along Rav Gamliel and says, the reason why you make even on Paris Eretz Yisrael, you make a birch samozen. It says, Eretz Chita v'sa'ayah. It says also all the parents and the chlun side of it, the zayiminim, make a birch samozen. Come on, the chachamim, they're machalik, they disagree. The fact that it says Eretz Chita v'sa'ayah, that says Eretz again after the parents, and says the case of lechem, Eretz come to machalik, and therefore only on lechem say birch samozen, not in the case of parents. The Gemara goes on further and says, Rekhila lochla maisa, the Yaakov by Idi, Omer Chanino, and Rab by Mori, Omer Shulma Levi, they paskin by us to get to parents. We make a bracha me'in shalosh. So fine, so we have the locha very clear, the Paris Eretz Yisrael, we make a bracha choyno of me'in shalosh. Why me'in shalosh, not me'in arbo? Everyone saw the Mishnah Berurah, the three of them are cases of the Raisa, a toy of a mate is only on Spetar, a dinder al-bottom over here. Now just, there are questions, what exactly is a nosach? Now there are tons of shalos negeir to be shown in the place what the correct nosach is. Just to take two cases that are negeir, what people do. One is, when a person says, L'spoi mutuva, rachim, do you say no, or you don't say no? Kemat, every single sefer or siddur has no in parentheses or brackets. Now, the question is, are you supposed to say it, or not supposed to say it? They point out, you look among the Rishonim, Kemat no Rishon brings it down. Look among the Paiskim, Kemat no Paiskim brings it down the word no. There is one Rishon, Tzur HaChaim, that says no, If anyone knows who that Rishon even is, is it true Achan that says no? And there is an Emek Bracha in the Shulchan Shlomo that says by a place that says the word no. Otherwise, it's not brought down anywhere. And the Pashas is, it's not brought down. Why say it? Now they point out why is the Olim saying it for? Because they're used to saying it by benching. That's where it came from, the mistake where it's coming from. There, and even by benching the Shalosh should say it or not. The Maish over there, the Mishmur does say to say it. The Chayodim, the Siva says to say it. Agam over there, the Graz, the Benish Chay said not to say it. The Mokum, the Mokor, the mistake is by benching they say it. If so, the Isim Chayim Kiryavsky, it's not put down by the Shedrin of the Paiskim. A person who is saying it, should you keep saying it or not? So Chayim says, Ein Lashanis Minig. You go after Minig of Asenu. Whatever your father, whatever your father does, you keep the minig. Now, what if Chaim? After this, my father, what he does. But if you're, my father says, he says no. Rachim no, I cannot say no. I cannot no. Tata, you know, you have to say no. It's a gosho. You don't need some swarm to say it. You have that gosho. No, those are the mitzvahs. Thank you, Zaidi. Yeah, so he is. Fine. So, but myself, the question is, Chaim said not to change the minig over here. This is a great question. The Maaseh, why not? If Kamat and the Rishonim say it, and the Paiskim say it, why not? Well, Maaseh Chaim says, leave it as is. But that's one shalom among the Gersa, to do it or not. A second shalom against the Gersa, is when a person, when he benches, and when he says, Almein Shalosh, should he end off with Alak HaKolo? Now, there are really three times you can say Alak HaKolo. One is, we say in the beginning, Al Micha of Alak HaKolo. The second is, Be'ena Chasimo. Before we say, Baruch HaTah Hashem, we say, Noidu L'Cholo, Orch Al Micha of Alak HaKolo. And the third time to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alos Michav Al Kakolo. The question over here is, let's first go now on the first time everyone says it. That's clear. The last time do you say it or not? Alos Michav Al Kakolo. So you see the Torah, he has a gear, so then the Maisa, you do say it over here. Levush brings it down. The Magaram, the Fenenu, his gear is the Maisa, yes to say it. The Kitzer says to say it. And therefore, the Stifle did say it. The Bliashiv did say it. Avosa did say Al Kakolo. I said the Shani of Beisheim says the Kash in the Torah. How can you say it? The Smag left it out. The Rambam left it out. The Chayodim Shulchan Shlomo they paskin not to say it. The Aruch Hashulchan says Ve'ein L'Shanes. The Mishmu on the Shaitzin says a Tmi on the Magar Avram over here. The Maisa he says the Torah is a Das Yochid over here. Not only that's being done the Makor Chaim. It says the Toy Seif in the Magar Avram. Magar Avram is not saying it over here. Al Kakol, it's a mistake, and therefore the Chazanish the Maisa did not say it. Chaim Kanievsky did not follow his father, even though it's Minigav Asenu. He Maisif went like the Chadrish, the Maisif did not say it. So there's a Shiloh. Elu ve'elu dim lekim Chaim. Each one has Dan Hogan, where they're coming from. There is an interesting Nusach that does discuss. Do you say, Al-Gakol is Dogmanisht? Can a person end off, Al-Orch Vela Michyov, Al-Gakol is Dogmanisht? So if you're supposed to say it, I said, Al-Gakol. Dogmanisht, I said not to say it. Well, the way how Sturman brings it down is safer. You save Al Kakolo Sufik. Because if you say Al Kakolo, I say it. I say Al Kakolo, it's a Sufik. I'm saying it's a Sufik over here. So, Meister, Chaim Kanievsky, he brings down that they said in front of the Chaznish, that Loshin, Al Kakolo Zogmanisht, and he laughed. What are you doing over here? It's a joke over here. Do you say it? Don't say it. Don't say, we don't say it. That's a little bit of a steer when they obey over here. It's fine. So, that Loshin. Could be Kentine. My said that Nosuch, I cannot never heard anyone say. Either people say Al-Kolo, or some people don't say Al-Kolo. Now, the fact that there are numerous people who end up with Al-Kolo, could be that's how the Loshen took them, because you certainly say it in the ratio. Not clear where the minig is. Again, Vyesh. Some do say it, the Maisa, some say not to say it over here.
Is there a problem saying it?
It's not. It's an interesting question why there are places who are against saying it. Right? The Mishmur says don't say it. Why did Mishmur say? Mishmur mask with machloikis. It's a Torah Das Yochid. To say it.
No one's a yid.
Someone's answering.
That's not the question. That's not the shadow. When do you go say Amen? It's a good question. Why the Paiskim coming to argue on the Torah? Say, well, why not? No one says that. No one says why not. Sounds like that's not what I'm going to give. Don't say it.
What is the Nisar? Let's say also.
No, so no one seems to say to throw it in. But again, the Chaim said not to. Chaim doesn't. But the Chaim knows the same cheshbon as you. The Chaim still doesn't do it.
But
he is machri against his father. That's not why he went against his father.
Almost.
Fam says, Zeddy, what do you do?
What's wrong with saying it if you end off the, you said, you finish the brachas, and I'm just about
again, it's a good or raw, but still, the Gdol HaFram who knew your taina still said not to say it. And they're machmir everything, these Gdol HaFram, right? They come along, says the Archa Shulchan, Ein L'Shanos. Don't say what you say. He's writing that, Ein L'Shanos. Well, you want me Mishana, that's your business. Now, you have to realize the third question over here. We're discussing now by the Chasimo. What about Me'ena Chasimo? Over there it says Alos Al Mechio. Now, in numerous Sidurim, they have Al Mechio, and some have Al Kikola in parentheses and brackets. Some have them also Me'ena Chasimo. They have Al Kikola. Do you just put it on the Me'ena Chasimo? So, Be'etim, look up the Makor Chaim in the Sivis, when it says the Toy Slaif in the Mogar Ram, you know what he does? He takes it out of the Chasimo and puts in the Me'ina Chasimo. It says, you do with Noidil Chala ala Urt Val Michio Val Kakolo, Baruch Ato Hashem ala Urt Val Michio. He switched it and put in the Me'ina Chasimo, which I'm not clear why to go do that for. The Chasimo is supposed to be Me'ina Chasimo. That's the Maisha what he does. However, you read the Levush, who's coming from the Torah, and the Magavram, the Kitzer, that we say Lefaneinu, they only have the Chasimo and not the Me'ina Chasimo. That means even if you say it, and that's the Anhogo, the Anhogo seems to be only inside in the Chasimo and not in the Me'ina Chasimo. Again, that means it comes out there seem to be four different Anhogos. What are you going to do over here? Right? Never say it. Say it all three times. Say it only first and last. Or say the first and second. Four different Anhogos in Klai, so what are you going to do over here among the Paiskim? Now, you want to do all of them? Fine. I don't know. You should listen to four different people. But the way Mishmur comes out on the date is only say it on the first time, not the second and third. Now, the Gemara is Mamshik over here and discusses what you're going to do by Paris. Do you say Perusel? Do you say a case of Paris? Gemara is Machloikis, Rav Chisda, versus Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says Val Perusel. Rav Yechanan says Al case of Paris. Says Rav Amram, Loi Pligi, Ha Lohon, Falahu. Therefore, the Gemara's Havmina is Rav Yechanan says in Eretz Yisrael, say Paris. And Rav Chisda is saying in Chutz L'Aretz to say Perusel.
The other
way around. The Gemara, say the other way around. They're going to eat it. We're going to make a bracha. Inu ochli v'nam avarchin. And why? Says the Gemara, let's switch it around. So Rav Chisda v'akert. Rav Chisda was saying Al Paris. He was in the Chutz Laretz. Mashenkin v'yechu was in Eretz Yisrael. He's saying a case over here, Paris Eho. Now the question is, we're saying a Paris Eho. We exactly were switching Paris Eho. That means again, we have three times over here. We ala oros when we say the beginning of ala eitz v'apriya eitz. Should we switch it over there? Should we switch in the case of Al Paris and again the Meina Chasimo and the case of Al Paris? So nice, in the beginning no one plays around with, we leave it as is. That's simple over here. The case over here is by the Chasimo, the last case, Al Arsh Al Paris. Everyone has a star over there. It says Al Paris Seho. The Meina Chasimo, when it says a case over there of Al Paris, certain storm have two stars, certain storm have one star. Some of them do switch, some of them don't switch. Do you also switch the Me'ina Chasimo? We don't switch Me'ina Chasimo. Then when you think Shvach Vadot Eitzol and the Paris over here, we're switching only the Chasimo. Do you also switch the Me'ina Chasimo over here? Do you see that supposed to have two stars over here, two times going to the bottom or not? So Meister, it's a Shalom Mong Nachrinim again. The Ben Ishchai and the Kavachayim, they say the Meister, you sing the Chasimo, and the Chasimo is Me'ina Chasimo. Both times you say a case of Parasel. Therefore, Nasha Klein and Rav Scheinberg and Nibia Omer and look at the Zoysa Bracha and Shire Bracha, they come along and say the Locha is you switch it both times. Tashen, they come along to Rosh Hashulchan and says enough to switch only the last time. Not Meina Chasimo, still is Meina Chasimo. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says don't switch it. Chodashoni does not switch it. Rav Kopshitz, they come along, they disagree. So, Nocha Shele in Anhog is when you say Parasel, which we do, that's the Gemara Betzem. What is the Gemara referring to? Is it referring only to the Chasimo or the Me'ina Chasimo? That's one Shiloh. That's in the case when you know exactly what you're eating. Me, Paris, Eitzol, Eitzol. Do you switch or not by only the Chasimo or not? What happens if a person eats Paris, Eitzol? He has his figs, these dates, these olives, and he eats them in Chutz Laretz. Do you go after the Mokum of where you're eating it? I'm eating in Chutz Laretz. I say Paris. You say, no, the Paris or Paris, Eitzol. I say the case of Parasel over here. What do you do when you eat Paris or Eitzel in Chutz Laretz? So, come on the Beis Yosef, it brings down the Rashba, that points out, let's understand the Gemara.
The Gemara says, "Mikarf of Chizda." He says, "Be'etzem of Chizda the Chutz La'aretz." Let him say Perisahel. In fact, the Gemara, "Inu Achlo Vanam of Archinon," they'll eat, and we should make a bracha. But over here, then them eating Peris Eitzes Rol, Echnami, they should say a case over here of Perisahel, even in Chutz La'aretz. That means in Chutz La'aretz, eating Peris Eitzel, say Perisahel. Atzad Hashani, the base Eitzem, Dana Ben Yoino. Ben Yoino says, once in Chutz La'aretz, say Peris. They're changing the nusach of Chutz La'aretz and not the Mishan Mapeo, and say in the case of Paris, even the Chutz La'aretz. Now, the Izzim of Vucho, what exactly is Rabbi Yonah saying? The Drisha wants to say that's not Pshat to Rabbi Yonah. The Mice, they point out, there are two Rishonim who bring down the Rabbi Yonah like the Beis Yosef. The Kolboy and the Orchis Chaim says Rabbi Yonah saying in Chutz La'aretz, say Paris. And the Kolboy passed in this way. Kolboy says in Chutz La'aretz, even a Paris, and so said the case of Paris. The machlokes of here is showing them what to go do in Chutz La'aretz. When you have Peres Eretz Yisrael, Maisel, once the Rajbe says you say Peres Eretz, that's how the Ro went, the Muki Yosef went this way, and that's how the Machabe clearly passed this way. The Bush, the Chayodim, the Graz, the Kitzur, Yad Ketana, they all pass. The Locha is, when a person goes to Chutz La'aretz, the Locha is you say a case of Peres Eretz on the Peres Eretz Yisrael. Fine, that is simple over here. Now, you have to realize the Machabe says three Lochas in Sif Yod. But he left out one halacha. He starts with saying, Paris Chutz La'aretz, what do you do in Chutz La'aretz? Say Paris. Paris Eretz Yisrael, what do you go do in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael. Our third case, Paris Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, what do you go do? He said, you say Paris Eretz like the Rashba. What about Fakert? He left out what happens, you get Paris Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. He partially left out that, after that case. Basically, what bracha do you make in Kedem wine? What's the bracha for now? What do you do in Paris Chutz La'aretz that are in Eretz Yisrael over here? Now, those who want a taino, let's think about it. Be'etzem, you are now in Eretz Yisrael. You're living off Eretz Yisrael. So let's give shvach vador to the perusel of Eretz Yisrael. Maiso, they point out, it's missing in the Mechaber. It's meduik in the Mechaber, did not say the other way around, when you have Peretz Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, and they have a meduik in the Mechaber, you should say perusel, even in the case of Peretz Chutz La'aretz. And there's a yayiv to pass in this way. The Dvayishu goes this way. Atzad Hasheni, those are Tainif HaKeret, HaBichezhmin. We're saying, what do you go after? Do you go after where it grew? Do you go after where the person is eating it? The Rajba is saying, go after where? The place where it grew over here. So just like Paris Eretz Chutz La'aretz, you say the Bruch of Paris El, HaKeret, Paris Chutz La'aretz, that are in Eretz Yisrael, you say the case of Paris. The Maisha Mishbu brings down this case. They quote the Eli Rabo, and he quotes the Erlis Tomin, that says, who did HaKeret? Paris, Chutz La'aretz, and so you say a case of Paris. Now, the Achronim will point out that even though the Mishmur is quoting Eli Rabba, you look up the Eli Rabba, the reason why he's saying that for, because he has a different gear than the Rebbeinu Yonah, and it's coming from a mistake in the Rebbeinu Yonah. Once we have the Kolboy on the Orchis Chaim, which says the correct gear than the Rebbeinu Yonah, there's no Marmokum in the Eli Rabba, and the Mishmur is quoting a Makor that has no Makor anymore. Therefore, we should not follow the Mishnah Berurah. That those who want Taino, we should not follow the Mishnah Berurah. Mice again, the Malachtim, number one, do follow the Mishnah Berurah. Whether the Shah Bracho or the Pinskei Tshuvas, either it's missing the Mechaber. Apisvara, the reason why it's missing the Mechaber, if you think about it, Eretz is known for its figs, dates, and pomegranates and olives. People are going to bring Paris, Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael. You're going to bring figs, Eretz Yisrael. I mean, you're going to bring Kishuv to Mitzrayim. That's where it is. Especially in those days, even nowadays. What they do in Paris Eitzel, you export, you don't import. The reason why the Mechaba left out, because no one brings Paris Chutz La'aretz Eitzel or Paris Eitzel. That is a Shvach Vadov Eitzel, and that's what they have. We have olives, we have grapes. That's why it was left out. Moments out of practicality. But take it a step further also. Let's say a person is misopic if it's Paris Eitzel or Chutz La'aretz. What to go do? We'll get the bottom line. The step further, if your case of a sofik is Peretz Eretzol or Chutz La'aretz, Maisa Mishbu brings down the Eli Rabo, and you should say, like it's Chutz La'aretz, case of Paris over here. So even if you're Mesubik, what to go do, you still say Paris. But are you taking a step further? Let's say a person said Perisel on Paris Chutz La'aretz. He's living Chutz La'aretz and said Perisel. Are you Yitzel or not? It's incorrect. So the Dirshu brings down on the side over here, the B'chaim No, or Schoenberg, then it sounded Maisa not even Yitzel over here. Maybe not even Yoitzo. Again, those who want to argue. So it comes out, you want to know practically, like your father says, Maisa, what do you go do? So the Maisa comes out, Peretz Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, first of all, Pi Cheshbon, should be go after the makom of where it came from. The ma'aser is the p'sak of the Eli Rabba and the oldest Talmud who's not from the Ben Yonah, but that's the oldest Talmud Paskim Mishmu is quoting from. And it comes out also Monashok Yotza. Whether you say Paris on Paris Chutzlor, it's alright, it's all Yotza. Anyway, that Lachor is the correct thing to go do. So in Echlam, it comes out the Lachor is Paris Chutzlor, and there it's all the Lachor is to say Paris. Now, leading to the, and one wants to know what to do with Kedem grape juice or Kedem wine. Really, there's one more question to discuss over here. Until now, we're discussing Paris versus Paris Sehel. What about Geffen versus Gafno? Does anywhere on the page of Shulchan Aruch say that the gear to wine, we should switch it? Can anyone show me on the page of Shulchan Aruch where it says that?
Yeah,
bring it down by the case of wine or by Mazinus?
By wine.
By wine?
It says grapes, so we brought this to Israel for fermented here. It says you still make olive oil.
Okay. Then you have to show me. I'll have to see it. I think you're going by a different case. We'll see you inside. Myself again. It's not the mechaber, not the mod, not the taz, not the magarov, not the mishmur, not the sharitzi. It's not the test. Fine. So myself, right on the what we have to know over here. Myself is not there. But myself, every single siddur that you know of has a star and says apia gafna. Every single one. So the question: where is it coming from? They went to the stipend, and the stipend says, no, you follow Shulchan Aruch. You say Geffen always. You go Kin Tar Baloch of Horitz, the Medatz, Sansal, he comes and says, you follow Shulchan Aruch, we say Geffen. There's no Makar for it. My son, the Kavachayim said, let's make him Cheshman. Paris, Parasel, Geffen, Gafno. Come on, the Hartzvi. So the same thing, make the Cheshman over here. And therefore, the Swarm of Osner, and Yubi Oimer, Chodeshoni, and the Sharvach, and the Piskechuva, they come along and make this Cheshman over here, that Minigin Ersol, on things that come from Ersol, you say, Gafno. That means the whole question to get to Kedem wines, say Gafno not, the starting point is not that simple. And that means those who even want to argue with the Mishabru and say you should say Gafno, or say Perisel, which again, Mishabru says not to, come to Chutz Laretz, that itself is not that simple. Soon it comes out in the ghetto, all these wines, the Lachos Shabi, it comes out, that comes from Chutz Laretz, you say Geffen. That means, and if you say Gafno, Yesh Lodin of Yaitzel. Yesh Lodin of Yaitzel over here. That means again, the Asrom said maybe you are, but Mechaim Noah is not clear of Yaitzel or not. Rashami says not clear, Tzorchin of Yaitzel, but Yaitzel. Therefore, very important, by Kedem wines, you should know the Brocha Achroina is Geffen, Lechatchilo. That's the correct thing to go do. Again, I've been to people's houses where they want to argue with the Mishavua. He's not here right now. They want to pass and say Gafno.
Kedem
is Chutzlar, it's not Israeli. It's Geffen, right? Building upon this, let's go a step further now. We're saying the case Paris, Pariseho. Geffen, Gafno. Now this is cross, the gate of Mazinus. By case of Rechza Mazin. We tell Ors Val Mazin. Val Mazineseho. By the case of Alamechio, you say Alamechio Sehel? I love laughs over here. Let's take each one. By Bechsa Mosin, you say Alamechio Sehel? Said Toysi Ben Yehudo, what's Shiloh? Avada, yes. Said Muki Yosef, Vagudo, Kafto Perach. Different Shem say, well, it's Sitchik Paris. Why is Mosin any different? Avada Mosin Sehel. Says Chavasir, that's Sitchik Paskin. Bear Shulchan goes this way. Bear Moshe, Damasina Chuba says, Avada, you say Alamechio Sehel? Maisel, in this case, the Chidol says he brings down the Yishayim and disagrees. Maisel, it's not the minig. The Derek, the Moshe, the Tshuva says not to go do that way. Shlomazama, the Tshuva says not to go do that way. And we got to, why not? It's a good question, why not? And the Numbers Achrim is certainly not to go say that way. But take it even a step further, they get to Alamichio. Again, do you say Alamichio Sehel? The Maisel, the Kafta Perachorishin says you do, and the Chochma Zodim says you do say it. And the Chidol, who wants to argue by case of Bechsel Muslim, says over here you do say it. The Pasach Shulchan says you do say it. The Ben Ishchai says you do. The Kavachayim says the Maisi you do. And the Shukin Sitzki says the Maisi you do. And the Ben Moshe and the Menashe Klein, the Abiyah Oimer, the Chodashoni of Navneven Sal, so the Maisi do switch about the Michiel. Just you switch Peres Peresel, Gafn the Gafno, so why the Michiel, not Michiel? Same thing over here. Why should be any difference? Because the article doesn't say, that's true. Fine. So, Atzad HaSheni, there's before she was on the Sugya and Dafim Dal, it says the Maisi we do not switch it. Why? And therefore, in the Tziv and the Arsameach, the Maisei, we did not switch it. And the Derech says we don't. And the Moshe says again, the Chuvah not that way. Shlomo Zalman not that way. But Vosim Shai Debilisky says not to. Chaim says not to. Mice among the swarms seem to be a machlokes hashokel what to go do. That means on Hoga, as far as I know, no one does. But the swarm from the Shem down to the Paiskim is my name. Machlokes hashokel among the Paiskim. She switched Amicha, Amicha Yisrael. Now, what is the swarm why Mice said not to? So one thing got involved with it. That first of all, to case of wheat in Yisrael, that to grow wheat you need a lot of space. Israel is not known for its space. Most of its wheat, or could be all of its wheat, is really coming from Chutz Laaretz. If you're not sure it's a Suffolk, Mishnah Berurah says you can go like Chutz Laaretz. So first, but clearly it's impracticality. It should be in a case, it's usually at least a Suffolk. Could be more than a Suffolk way. That's coming from Chutz Laaretz. Chutz Laaretz, we're not sure. You say Al Mechil. However, what the Bayad, what about Pesach? Pesach, the wheat from Eretz Yisrael. The Shmua Matzah is Eretz Yisrael. So whether negate to Bechtel Mazin or negate to Ike Brokts over here, so the question over here is, Mice now say, in the case of Alamichi over here, Alamichi Yisrael, we know it's from Eretz Yisrael. So the Arsameach and Shlomo Zalman, they say the same study over here, that when you're giving Shvach Ledot to something, when you have a pre in front of you, I see the pre. I see the grape, I see the olive. Oh, a makre, what it is. Flour is very important, it comes from a kernel, and there's the pre. When they come along and grind it up, make the bread out of it, it's a whole new entity that came over here. It's made for that. But it's Shtano. I don't see the pre of itself. I don't see what grew in there, it's a stroll over here. So Echlami, you start eating the kernels, start clearing. Well, Maisa, and that's not Maisa, it's born of Oshis. But they come along over here, and you eat, or a Sovic Batsan. But if you eat the wheat itself, the one time it's a stand over here, since it's a stand, you're not going to give Shvachot up specifically to Eretz on this thing, it's a different entity over here. That's when the minig is to say, Alamichio, not Alamichio Sehel. Now, the person, when he eats, that's correct, but still, since not, you don't see the Shvach of Eretz over here. And that's my father's minig. Now, when a person eats peretz eretzol together with peretz chutzlaretz, so the question is, do you say peretz or peretz eho? Or do you say both? Okay, or do you say both? Lemaisa, the Kamlung Chaim Knievsky, he says, I thought, Chaim says he thought, say peretz. Because if it's chutzlaretz, it's peretz. If it's eretzol, you're going to the peretz. So Chaim said he thought, Lemaisa, the case of peretz. So he wants his father, Stiplon asked him. Stiplon said, no, you say peretz eho. Why? Bechlam Masayim Mono. Say Parasel. And then Ezra Gemara has a sad to say that way in Chutz Laaretz Parasel. So Chaim said his father told him to say Parasel. And therefore, B'yashu says Parasel. I'm Nevensal. There's a Brocha, Chem Moisho, others come and say Parasel. And therefore, the R, Brocha's book says, say Shire Brocha, Piskei Tshuva, say Parasel. Nafkmina, if you mix wines, Kedem with other wines, it's the same question. You say Gefen or Gafno. Atzal Hashem, the Ezra Shlomo Zalman, you said the Maisel. Paris is Yaitib Mamanashach, and Chutz Ois is Paris, and Eretzol is Yaitib Paris, say Paris. Shev Kossi says, how can you say Paris over here? But then Osh says, say Paris. So when you mix things up, there's a question of what do you do? What? Shiloh. Seems to me that the Moin Am does whatever they want.
Let's consider that
Yisrael. That's a whole different circuit. Whole different circuit.
It's a cool.
It seems the Olam says it is Parasel.
Fine.
Sivya Beis is a sugya of saying Me'ein Ma'oyo and Me'ein Sholosh. So, cases discussed that Memdalad, it brings down the Maimini, that Batsim, a person should say Shabbos Yontif. Maisi said the minig is not to go say it over here. The Torah brings down, and the Beis Yodim brings down, we shouldn't have said the Maisi to go say it, Me'ein Ma'oyo, Ben Yonah, the Rosh. And therefore, the minig is, and say, that's how Mechava Paskins, we do say it. Except, he quotes the Goyis Maimonides, the Chanukah Purim. Now, Batsim, I want to go through the raid, Yishmak raid, why Chanukah? Why, yeah, why not? It might still be in the sheets, it's a little bit late, so I won't go through the raid and spend 10 minutes exactly why we're not saying it on Chanukah Purim. What? Chalmoyed. Chalmoyed, you say it. That's Yontif. Chalmoyed is Yontif. It's all Yontif. First of all, it's a good question. But it's also Sifya Gimel is a case when you eat things together. That means a person who eats an apple together with the Zayiminim, Zayin means you say Al-Peris, Main Sholosh, and in the case of an apple, you say Barnafashis. So what's that halacha in that case? So come along with the Mechaber, example, the Paiskim ready. But since at the end of the day, an apple is, and then there is a pre, you're saying Al-Priya Oret, and you're saying Al-Eitz Al-Priya Eitz. Maisa, the Brocha Achroina of Main Sholosh, is Chal Sai upon the Main Sholosh, you're fixing the dates over here, and Sai Chal upon your fruits over here. That's very simple. Mishibura points out the Yisod over here. You have to realize from the Cheshbon in the Mechaber comes out that if you're not supposed to say Bein Sholosh and you say Bar Nefashis or vice versa, you're not Yoitza. You're not Yoitza. You're supposed to say one or the other, you're not Yoitza. Only over here, so you could say you are Yoitza, but otherwise you're not Yoitza. In the case where you're supposed to eat, let's say you had meat together with the Zayin Minim, Mechaber says, Vada, that's not Nichol, not together over here. Now there is a question, the Shaitzim brings down. Let's say you ate a vegetable with a Zayin Minim, or you ate a vegetable with a case of Bech Samozen. In that case, when a person does say the bracha of Al Eish V'Apriya Eitz V'Aknumas HaSado, or is it also nichla upon that a vegetable? And therefore the vegetable, not to say the case of Bar Nefashis, because already is nichla inside of that, the vegetable. In the Shaitzim, he brings down the Chayodim who's Choshish. And then we look up the Chayodim and says, switch, when you have a Shalah of Brocha Choyno, we get the Klal and Simon Rish Yud Aleph at the end. At first you say Ala Michio and then Bar Nefashis. Here, first say Bar Nefashis, then Ala Michio, not to get involved with this Shiloh. Maisa Mishbura says, not that way. In the Shari Tzir, he said, I'm not worrying about the Chayodim. It's not Nichol over here. And therefore, he did not say this idea of switching the order around. That means, is it Nichol, the vegetables inside Me'in Shalosh? Mishmur is not choshev of the Chayodim over here. The mice of the Svarim do speak out this Chumra over here. Again, Kedaki, as the Rocha says, you should switch around as a Milish boy inside the Chayodim over here. And they do bring down the Shlomo Zalman. You'd be Oymah said, the mice to switch it around as a Milish boy. Sifta Zayin is a sugyo of Yain, Patrick, or the Mashkin. So, first, very important, you saw it over here. Now, everyone knows when you eat bread or foods inside the Sudo, it's a tofu to the bread. Negate to the bracha Rishayno. Negate to Birch Samazen. You won't have to make a bracha on the meat during the meal. And you won't have to make a bracha on the meat. The mighty of the bread pats the bracha Rishayno. The Birch Samazen pats the meat mitzah bracha Rishayno. The klal, the Gemara says, is the same thing by Yain to Shah Mashkin. A very important story, people sometimes do not know this. They make a mistake. Yain to Mashkin is like bread to the Sudo. You make a bracha ala gofen, ala gefen, depends who you are. Mighty, you drink it over here. Then you have water afterwards, or any other mashkin, it's a tofel to the yayin. And you do not make a bracha, not on the orange juice, not on the water. It's all a tofel in the case of yayin. That's the side of your yayin. It has all mean a mashkin. Now, it's more about Richet Simkuf Ayin Dalet. Just to speak out this aura of how to deal with it practically, is that the one question over here is, we're saying yayin. Do you say that by grape juice? I assume Dirsh over here, I didn't see now, but I assume Dirsh over here brings down Machloikis. Oh, we have a couple of questions. There are really three questions you have to discuss. I'll just mention them now. It is getting late. We'll get back to more about Riches, Kufayin Dalas, the Simon Legate Yain specifically. The three questions. One is grape juice, is the same klal. Very important question. Do you make a bracha on your orange juice afterwards? On your coffee afterwards? You make Kiddush, you drink Kiddush. Do you make a bracha chocolate on your coffee or not? I've seen people make a bracha on the coffee. I ask them why. Where are they coming from? They don't know this halacha. That's when they... Oh, so the Sat Mechalak, maybe Daf Yain Esod Vesam Chilev has the Cheshivas over here, and grape juice doesn't. There are those, everyone knows, Kedarka, Liashim holds, the Maisa is not the same sugyo. Most of them say it is the same sugyo. That's one question you have to realize what to go do. A second question, that was actually discussing, how much you have to go drink. The Shaitin over here brings down, and the Kufayin Dalet, he gets involved in Machloikis over here, the Nesivis versus others, which more possibly you have to drink a Mali Lugmov. However, he says you drink less than a Mali Lugmov, you have a Safik. Don't do that. He said, don't do that. You drink a Mali Lugmov, and you do not need a Revius, then Echnami, your coffee is part of your Yayin. You drink less than that, meaning a guy, everyone knows, it's a mitzvah and a Mokhla to have a Kreshul Kiddush. A guy makes Kiddush, he drinks his Mali Lugmov. He gives to somebody else, he drinks a little bit. Not Mali Lugmov. He has his coffee, you make a bracha. Say the Mishabura, don't do that. Make it on your chocolate or sugar shackle. Don't do that. You got involved in problems. Say, make a bracha on something else over here. Why mitzvah the sugi over here? Void, the third problem, again, the Shaitzin over here brings down, and they get to Brocha Achrona. Let's say you did not have the Shia Brocha Achrona. Now, what do you do, Mitzah? Now you had this coffee over here, the sugar over here. What do you do, Mitzah, the Brocha Achrona, when you have less than the Revias for Brocha Achrona? Those are three questions that are brought down over here. One by Dershu, two by the Sharetzian. Depends, some people learn Dershu with Mishmur, some the other way around. So, finally, you have three different questions over here. So, these things, again, we have to get back to Sim Kufain Dal, but practically, you have to know this Negev to Shabbos. When you drink a little bit of a Kiddush, the big Shaila on your coffee, your drinks afterwards to make a Brocha on it, when you don't have the share, or other Shailas. If you have das, yeah, b'shvua over there. No, so we get involved with stam das. That means another question brought down the kufayin dalid. Do we need a klal of das or not? When we go to kiddush, most of us that is our stam das. We're like an oruch in the kiddush. We're eating whatever comes out. So that's literally get a das. No, b'shvua there says das works. B'shvua paskins. When we eat the stam das. And when we go to Kiddush, we have das and everything. Yeah, that's like an Oruch. Whatever's there. Point, Sif Yudzayin. It's so good to get when we have a person that makes Birch the Muslim, what's the pattern? First, Birch the Muslim pattern is bread, potion, anything inside the Sudo. A second thing, let's say you made a mistake, you had wine and you bench. Now, who has wine and benches? Purim. Point, Kedarko, people forgot to wash. They had wine, they bench, and now they're like, I forgot to wash. I had to wash. I forgot to. I bench. Are you yoitza? Not yoitza. Fine. This is halacha. Mechaber says you are yoitza. Fine. A third case to be yoitza. A case of tamarim. Why? Sorry, the Gemara says it covers it. Sorry, give the person Muslim over here. The case of daisa. Come on, mechaber wants to mechadish lemaisa. It's not can be part with mechaber Muslim. The maisa mishmuos says haber choyim disagree. Self concern for zoyin. Not worth the case of tamarim. Case of date. And therefore does patur it. But oitz of the Mishabura, let's say have a case of a passover bekistin. That means whether it's pizza or any cake over here. That means if you have kriya sudo, you have to wash a bench. When not kriya sudo, then you forgot you were not kriya sudo. The whole reason why you're not kriya sudo was not the bench. Then you benched over here. The law is maisa apatis over here with a mistake. But maisa apatis, that's very simple. Come on, Mishabura, in this aloha, and Agav has a bi aloha discussing four cases in the gate to when does Birch Samozin patayayin. Why is it over here? I'm not clear. You discussed it also earlier in Kofayin Dalet. But Bekitzo comes out, he makes four levels. I like to get to the last level, but it comes out very simple. A person, let's say he wakes up, he drinks wine, makes Birchas HaMazon. Is it Chal? That's the first thing he says. Yes, it's Chal. We pass like the Mechaber. Chal can be passed like the Mechaber. The second thing he says, you drink wine during the Sudo, and you bench. So yeah, that's also Chal. That's Boshit. That's during the Sudo. A third case, he says, after the Gemara Sudo, you come along and say, Birchas HaMazon, the Patriot. He says, us does not make a difference, because we don't have any Silka Shulchan. Therefore, practically, it's not much of a difference, and therefore, it does Patriot. However, his fourth case, he says, let's say a person come along and has Yayin before the Sudo, then he had the Sudo, then he benches. Is the benching Chal upon the Yayin before the Sudo? Meaning, basically, you make Kiddush on Shabbos. You drink the wine, you drink a malugma, drink a revius, then you have the sudo, then you bench. Where is your brocha chroino in the wine?
Benching.
Again, where is Bishop Rubing's down? He ends off saying, Lav Hashem say, the Birchas HaMazon on benching is not chal upon the wine. So he tells you, in Kufayin Dalet, he gives you first an eitzah. Drink only a malugma. Chayodim says, an eitzah, only drink a malugma, and therefore you will have no chiva benching. He says, that's very good if the shears are revius. But we'll get to the next week, Simon Reishod, says Mechabri Chosh, the shears are gazayas. Most people's molly lugmov is more than a gazayas. What to go do? Mishavua says, by every time you bench on Shabbos, have kavona by Birchas HaMazon on the yayin. Everyone has to have kavona. That's the correct thing to go do. Now, I'm not going to get involved if people, when they have kavona in general, in life, or benching, or davening, or tefillah over here. But Mishmur is telling you, another thing you have to go do is have kavon and Birchas HaMazon for the yayin. I heard people find that a hard thing to go do every time. So the question is, can you say once in your life in the morning, you know, the rest of my lifetime when I bench, I have kavon for yayin? Pash is not. You have to have before benching. So what is the eitzah around this question over here? What to go do? That's number one. And number two over here, this idea that benching is chal upon the yayin, let's say it was grape juice. on grape juice, do you say Bechz HaMozen patches grape juice? Come on, Rav Ozner and Eliashiv, they want to tie in the Bechz HaMozen, only patches something Zoyin that is Yayin, not grape juice. Other than I still want to disagree over here. Kodashoni. So there's another question, is grape juice like Yayin and Bechz patu it? So if it's not patching it, where is your Brocha Chroino on Kiddush? You have two Bayot. One Mishmur has a bunch of Yishoinim, and then you have Eliashiv. And those who want to tie in the grape juice is not even Nichol in its mouth like it's over here. What to go do? So one HCS said the kids should go very simple. You should bench to the kois, and then you say, I'll get from the kois. The pot goes together over here. Right? So everyone should bench to the kois. So that HCS again is not too simple, because a lot of us, we're going to fight over who gets the kois over here, right? All of us want to bench to the kois.
No, one person beer to everyone, I guess.
Yeah, fine. Okay. I actually, for a while, I tried to be Machmir and bench to the kois, and all my kids were always fighting over who no one wanted to drink the wine and then wanted to get a kois, and during the week we started with whatever, it's not that simple. People don't want to drink wine after the meal. So what is the Eitzah? So the simple Eitzah to get command all the Yishayim, Ladak all the Yishayim, is there's something called a Brachas link. In English, or in Hebrew, call it a Brachas Patur, I think. Then let's say a person... Let's say a person doing the Suda, he drinks wine. Do you have to make a Bracha? So during a Suda, wine you have to make a Bracha by Priya Gofen. But let's say you made a Bracha before the Suda. A patch is it. I mean, you make Kiddush, you made by Priya Gofen, and you drink from the wine. When you drink during the Suda, it connects the two. And therefore, when you make a Bechz HaMozen, at the end, the Bechz HaMozen chal the yain that's betoich HaSuda, which connects the bracha of yain before the Suda. Therefore, Sefer Zayis said bracha on Peskei Tshuvas, what you should do to take care of this chumra, the bialoch over here, is always have to have a mash of yain during the Suda. Because since a mash of yain you have to make a bracha upon, and not making a bracha inside the yain before the Suda, it connects the two things over here. Therefore, my house, when I make Kiddush on Yayin, there's always leftover wine, I can always drink from it, and make sure all you do in the meal to drink during the wine to connect the two. If it's grape juice, the kids finish it, but there's always a drop in the bottom to drink, I drink it during the Suda. Why? Just to connect the two and get the mind of the Mishnah Berurah, which again, those say, no problem, Bechz HaMozen, that's a Mechaber. Mechaber says it is Chal on Yayin before the Suda. But for the other Yishan, the Mishnah is going against the Mechaber to get the Milo, you should drink wine during the Suda over here. Besides wine on Shabbos, it's covered Shabbos, and Oinik Shabbos, and Simcha Shabbos, why should I have wine during on Shabbos? Right, Vlad? Oinik Yonim over here. But Chutz means that it's not the Baruch Shabbos, it's not Kiddush Shabbos, connect the two to get the mind of the Mishnah Berurah, you should drink wine during the Suda. Sif Yud Ches. If you about to be follow the Mechaber, if you can't, you can't. You know, the Mechaber says, about the Mishnah says, about, there's a Mechaber over here, but if you can't, there's a Milo, if you can't, you can't. Can't, you can't. Come on, Mechaber, now discuss the case when you have a Sophic of Me'in Sholosh. For example, says the Ramah, you're not sure if what you over here is a case of Yai, in the case of Chaimitz, was vinegar or Bar Pia Gofen. And therefore, what's Bracha Choyna? Is it Bar Nefashis? Well, I get it. And every time I learn the Sugya, I really want, just want to finish the Simon, if you don't mind.
He's not.
Actually, every time I learn the Sugya, it happens to happen. So this past morning, Shabbos, of course, it happened to happen. I made Kiddush on my grape juice, and when he tasted it, it was a little bit spoiled over here. So, because I'm learning the circuit, the question is, what bracha do you make over here on this? Now, again, that was Chamamadiyah, Yitzhakdol anyway. The question over here is, what bracha do you make on this case with the Sovik Yain, Sovik vinegar? So, do you. What?
It was so spoiled.
It was so spoiled, yeah. No. My son thought it was. I drink a little bit, my son drinks the whole thing. He wants all the tatis at Yain. Like, no, it's actually grape juice that got a little bit spoiled. So, Pasha was no problem. It was. A Kodesh just told me a little bit to remind me this is the circuit, not you know. But so over here, the question will be in the ghetto, main challenge, you have a Sovik if it's Alagef in the Barn of Hashus. So the question is over here, let's do a simple light. So let's go eat tomorrow, go eat wheat, say Allah eats, and throw in Alagef. Go eat wheat, say Allah Mechin, throw in Alagef. What? No, throw it in, give a Sopik. That's the question over here. Then eat something to shakel and say Bar Nefash is over here. Says the Shulchan Aruch, don't do that. Right? Why have sick? That means don't do that. What does it mean the Mechaber don't do that? Come on, the Taz brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, the two Akimtas over here. There's a Kimta of Lechatchila and B'diavet. Lechatchila, don't drink this wine that might be vinegar or wine to get in the case of a situation with your bracha achrona which will cause you to eat tomorrow a flour or eat wheat. Mezainis. But let's say you ate, drank the wine like we did by Avdol over here. Now you don't know what to go do with Al Geffen over here. Then go eat your cake. Say Al Michin Al Geffen. That means Lachachilo versus B'dieved. That's the two cases. One's a Mechaber, one's a Tazim Mishnah Berurah. Now those cases are not too common. What is very common, take to the next level, two other cases over here. First, he had wine. He had wine. But he did not have the shear. Less than the shear, 100%. He had two samak. Three samak wine. He had cake. He had 10 kizesim of cake. Should he say ala michio and then say ala geffen together with it? Is this the Mechabes case? Is this the Taz case? You can mechalk in situations over here. You could come along and taino that by the case of Taz is that you're not sure at all you're supposed to say ala geffen, and therefore it's mamash sheker. I'm not giving shvach by door on wine. It's not wine. Here I had 100% wine. But 100% I'm punting for the wine over here. In this case, do I have a right to throw in Me'in Shalosh? Do I have a right to throw in the locha of Ala Geffen over here? You're saying the less than the share. It's coming along, you should beat down the Taz. It says, Yeshul Chalik. Taz case is not to go do it, is only the Kimto, because it might be wrong. But here I drank one less than the share. Say Ala Michet, say Ala Geffen. No problem over here. And no, it says the Moshe, and said Baron Kola this way, Tan Fisher, Shreinberg, Avadi can't say it. Vo'it says the Moshe, let's say you must stop in the share. You drank a case of 40 samak, which is not revius, but more than a kezayis, sofik. They says avada, then you have to go say ala geffen. That means most cases when people, when they drink by kiddush, if you drink a little bit more than this, you have a case of a sofik brocha choyno. Then what you going to do, negate to yayin, you should throw it in. 100% you should throw it in. That's one side. I said a sheni. But those who come along and they even quote a Moshe, they say, if you're less than the shear, you go say it. Fishlam, the Taz case. No, I have a chiyah bracha. He a lekuli yami, I have no chiyah bracha achorino. Avad is no chiyah bracha achorino. It's less than the shear. It's too samak. Why say it for? Therefore, Shlom Zalman and the Yashiv and Oshaka Meir, and Nasha Klein, and the Chodeshoni of Chaim say, I said not to say it. However, when it's a Slavic shear, avado, you should say it. Because then you have a bayah with your bracha achrona over here. So we have first a case over here when you have less than the shear, machlok is if you can or cannot say it. Yeshu yeshu kla yisol. However, what's very common is you always get involved in the suffix shear. Everyone agrees, yes, you should say it. On that side, that you're supposed to say it, a suffix shear, can you now do that lechatchilo? Can you drink by kiddush, kershal bracha, of Yom Chumro, maybe they kula and get involved with the Shiloh over here? I mean, people know it's Kershal Brach, the Milo. So you should drink Mamashil, Mashu, Vamashu, or get involved more than six Samak, and now get involved with the Shiloh, putting in Al Geffen over here or not. Say it's like the Taz? But no, the Taz is Yeshul Chalik. Taz is the case where there's no Brach HaChonah, it's supposed to be maybe on Al Geffen at all. Here, Vada Al Geffen certainly is Chal. Vada is not a Shiloh. So again, come on the Achon and discuss this point, have this argument. Those who want to know Scheinberg, Shai Debelitsky, Rostromer say, Avad in this case, for the Shani, the Chathilo you can, it's not like the Taz. Even the Chathilo, you can drink in a case of Slavic Shear, because the mice it's MS. That's how Shani, when the Issa stifled this question, with Nasha Klein, with Bazil Obach, say, Maisa, we are back to the Cloud Mishmu and the Taz. The Chathilo and Maisa not to go do it. So again, very important in the Loch and Sifin Ches is what to go do, and again, when you have the Shear over here. Or Savik Shear, or less than the Shear. That means that I threw out two basic questions. One question over here is, what's the Lacha less than the Shear? What's the Lacha more than the Shear? And go do Lechatchilo, practically. And each one should learn the Sugya, come out what the correct Hangun Hoggins go do. But if Vada, once you already had more than the Savik Shear, which what exactly the Shear is, we'll have to get to next week. Bez Hashem and Simba Yud. Then a Vada, you should throw it in and say, with Al Micha, together the case of Al Geffen.
If you made it all less than a
shit. By the way, next time we'll go simmer the race test at 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Ari, my father wants to give me a cup of room.